This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وأطهر المرسلين شفيع المذنبين وحبيب رب العالمين محمد صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم عبده ورسوله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركها على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We bear witness that no one is worthy of worship but Allah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is indeed his final messenger. The best of speech is the book of Allah, and the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. يا أحباب رسول الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه من الله على أهل مكة وأنزل فيهم سورة جاء فيها بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. It's so beautiful how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the different bounties and blessings that he has given humanity in general, but also specifically gives us the example resembled in the people of Quraysh, the people of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everybody was coming to Mecca. People were making the pilgrimage. This was one of the what remained of the teachings of Ibrahim alayhi salam. People are coming to Mecca. Until one person, one king coming from Abyssinia decided that he was going to destroy the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took care of him and that army. And then Allah said to the people of Mecca, to the people of Quraysh, by the familiarity of the people of Quraysh, their familiarity was a journey during the winter time and during the summer time. Allah said that the blessings that he has extended to them, he said, worship the Lord of this house, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ, who fed them against hunger, وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ, and gave them security against fear. When they speak about the needs of humans, they say that our physiological need is the most important. We humans, in order to survive, we must have water, we must have food, and we must have air. These are the basic physiological needs of a human being. They say that in the hierarchy of needs, the one that comes immediately after our physiological needs is the issue of safety. We humans must feel safe. We have to be in a world where most of it is predictable and familiar. That which is unpredictable and unfamiliar is not good for us. We want to make sure that we are safe, be it in our jobs, where we live, We're not afraid of authority. We're not afraid of nature, but rather we are in harmony with nature. So after our physiological needs, come there our safety, our need for safety. And that is why Allah commands the people. He said, worship your Lord who has met your physical needs. أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ. He has fed you against hunger. وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. And granted you safety. The second requirement for humans to function. As if we cannot worship Allah properly unless we have our physiological needs met and we have the need of safety also met. And that is why feeling safe is such a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially nowadays, where there is so much chaos and safety in so many parts of the world, we are blessed where we are to say that alhamdulillah, we are safe. Our masjid is in Mission Viejo, the safest city in the state of California. The second safest city in the entire United States. Those of us who live in Orange County are alhamdulillah most blessed. And that blessing requires a lot of alhamdulillah. Because many people today do not have the safety that we have. Get on your car, drive around, go to school, come to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, very safe. You don't even think about it. Imagine you are part of the people of SWAT in Pakistan nowadays, where over 2 million people have been displaced. Imagine that you are a resident in Sri Lanka, where 7,000 people have been killed, 14,000 people have been injured. Imagine that you are that Palestinian who's been living the life of a refugee for the past 61 years. This is the commemoration of the Nakba, the great catastrophe. 530 villages were obliterated. They were depopulated by the Zionists. You look into this and you say, alhamdulillah. Allah has granted us a lot of safety. And that safety requires that we be grateful for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a Muslim should never be guilty of jeopardizing the safety of the people that are around you. يقول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من أكل طيبا وعمل في سنة وأمن الناس بوائقه دخل الجنة. Whosoever earns of lawful means, whosoever busies himself in reviving the tradition of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and whomsoever the people are safe in his or her presence, he said, such a person deserves paradise. As if a Muslim cannot be a source of fear, but rather a Muslim is always supposed to be somebody that encourages and promotes and displays safety all the time. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would not tolerate people instilling the least amount of fear into the hearts of people. You know, sometimes we're joking, you hide behind the corner, a person walks by and you make a sound to scare them. That is not funny. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam naha an tarwi' al-mu'min. The Prophet, peace be upon him, forbade even jokingly scaring a fellow believer. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the bringing of arms into the market. Because the market is not a place where people bring in their guns and their knives and their swords. The market is people where people need to be safe and do their business transactions. Not only this, but the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade playing with pebbles, hasa. Naha Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam an la'ib bil hasa. قال لا تقتلوا عدوا ولكنها تفقأ العين. He said, don't play around with pebbles when you're in public, throwing it up and down and playing. He said, don't do that. It neither harms an enemy, but it definitely pokes and injures somebody's eyes. The point is what? As Muslims, we have to be a source of safety. Grant safety to those who are around us. But not only this, but also work in the improvement of the safety of the people who are around us. You know, Islam does not only ask that we give charity. Islam also says where that charity is supposed to go. Not only that, but Islam remembers the people who will most likely be marginalized and the people that will most likely be forgotten. And in 8 different places, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of those who are homeless. Not only this, but beautiful is the words of the Quran. What does the Quran call them? The Quran calls them Ibn al-Sabil. والسبيل لا ابن له ويستحيل أن يسمى الإنسان بابن السبيل لكن لرفقته للسبيل حيث أنه لا مأوى له ولا مسكن ولا منزل له ربطوه الناس وقالوا هذا ابن السبيل لا بيت له فهو ابن السبيل مفروض أن البيت هو المكان الذي يأوي وهذا الإنسان لا بيت له فسموه ابن السبيل. And beautiful is the expression of the Quran. The Quran calls a person who is homeless, does not call them homeless. They call them the children of the street. Not that the street is their father. But supposedly, children belong in their homes. They need to be protected there. And these people are supposed to be spending most of their time in their homes, and their home became the street. So as such, they are being known to be Ibn al-Sabil. In 8 different places in the Quran, Allah reminds us of the homeless. The people that we see around. Imagine this. Those of us who live in Orange County, it hosts Disneyland, Knott's Berry Farm, all the beaches that are around us, Newport Beach, Laguna Beach, all these big shows, Desperate Housewives. It is the OC, the Choppers. It is Huntington Beach. It is Surf City. Yet Orange County is the second county of per capita as far as homelessness is concerned in the entire United States. In Orange County, this beautiful place, 500 Fortune companies have their offices here, yet we rank number 2 in the nation per capita of people who are homeless. 16,422 students in the Anaheim school district are homeless. 16,000 only in the Anaheim school district students are homeless. They say that their parents, they park by the school so that in the morning the parents can use the bathrooms so that they can brush their teeth and wash their faces. This is not happening in Africa. It's not happening in South America. It is happening here, right here in our own Orange County. You say, what is going on? This is indeed a strange world that we live in. With all this beauty, with all this affluency, in Orange County, 35,000 homeless people. You know what's even more interesting? If you are homeless and you're sleeping in the park, you get a ticket. Now imagine this. You get a ticket. Wallahi, I have been in court where people were ticketed for being homeless. I could not. I said, that's impossible. How can that be? A person is ticketed because they're homeless. I am homeless because I have no place to go to. Well, you get a ticket for that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable that such a thing is happening in our world. Now imagine that you are homeless. Can you really feel safe? So these people are mentally disturbed. And if they are not, being homeless will make you mentally disturbed. Imagine you are this young girl who has no place to go to and you're constantly afraid of being raped. You're constantly afraid of being mugged. You're constantly afraid of being attacked. There is no place to take a shower. Some of the people tell their stories and they say, you know what, initially we became so very filthy. So we would go to restaurants and use their bathrooms. And eventually we will be told that you can't even come in. So we can't even wash. So filth becomes a part of us. And then we see them outside and say, well, look at them bums. They're lazy. They don't want to work. And we become very judgmental against them. We, the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were in 8 different places in the Quran. Allah reminds us of these people. وَآتِي ذَوِي الْقُرْبَ حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And give the rights to those who are next of kin to you, those who are poor, those who are needy, and those who are homeless. That is part of piety. That we be out extending a helping hand to these people, not throwing judgments and bad words against them, that is not acceptable, my brothers and sisters. That is not acceptable. To begin with all this affluence, with all this money, it is not acceptable. And you know they're talking about the budgets in California and what's going to happen with it. Guess who is going to suffer most? The poor and the needy. Close down all the social reform programs. Cut down on all the help that we were giving to the poor. So now the poor are even becoming poorer. They speak about this issue of homelessness, with people losing their jobs. People can't afford it anymore. They spoke about this family, said that, you know, we could not afford living in our apartment. Now we had to rent a room in a hotel. But in the hotel, they will not allow you to live there for more than 25 days, because if you live there for more than 28 days, you become a resident. They don't want you to be a resident. So they kick you out. He said, what happened? You have a room. He said, it's so bad. We have teenage girls and teenage boys, and there is no concept or sense of privacy when we are in that room. So that I kept my gym membership so that there will be a place for me to take a shower in. Subhanallah. And that is why those of us who have places and they feel safe, this is definitely a time to say, Allahumma ya Rabbi laka shukru wa laka alhamd. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we are so blessed. We have so much that we are very ungrateful for. Please remember the people in Pakistan. Imagine that one day you have a place. Imagine that you have your kids going to school. You had a job. You were able to go to the masjid to perform your prayers. Your wife was going around visiting her family and visiting friends and working and what have you. And now all of this is gone. Your house is gone. Now you live in a tent, waiting for somebody to hand you some charity. And you were the person that were in charge of his or her own affairs. Imagine this, that this is happening. And worse yet, it is happening in the name of Islam. And worse yet, the perpetrators happen to be Muslims. That is just mind-boggling. How do you do this in the name of God? How can you be guilty of something like this in the name of Allah? How can you be spreading the word of God while you are bringing so much catastrophe into the people? How can you do that? And this is not about picking sides, but this is about what catastrophe, what are the consequences of what is going on. 2 million people. 2 million people are displaced. Look into the pools of Sri Lanka. 7,000 people have been killed. 14,000 people have been injured. Think about the people in Palestine, being a refugee for 61 years. There is no sense of home. There is no sense of belonging. There is no sense of stability. So if we have this, we must always say, Allahumma ya Rabbi laka shukru wa laka alhamd. Alhamdulillah ya Rabbil Alameen. That we have a place to protect us. That we have a place where we feel safe. That we have a place where we can actually come in as a family and enjoy life and enjoy living. Unlike the people who are suffering around us. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على رسوله المصطفى وعلى من بآثاره اقتفى. Nowadays it is so disturbing to be looking into the images that are coming out of these places, be it in Somalia, be it in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, Iraq, Palestine, or all of this. There is so much misery that is going on. But subhanallah, remember that every incident like this is an opportunity to do good. And every difficulty like that is an illustration of what we humans are doing versus what we could have been doing. And the least that we can do is empathy. Just feeling for these people. Just seeing and understanding and comprehending and becoming aware of the difficulties that they are going through. Because these are difficult times. Imagine that was you. Imagine you're the one that could not protect your family or be there for your family, or just being so anxious and being in so much anxiety and paranoia. When is the next missile going to come down? When is the fighting going to break out? When are the rebels going to come in? When is the shooting going to start? When are you going to be mugged? When are you? And so much of this is going on. And with every blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects that we be appreciative of the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And that is why in the Quran, the concept of falah, prosperity, is always linked with the idea of shukr. That you be grateful to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Once Umar ibn Khattab was in the Kaaba, when he heard this Bedouin making a dua, he was supplicating to Allah. And he said, اللهم اجعلني من الأقليين. Oh, make me amongst the few. And Umar felt that this dua, this supplication is so vague. And he went to the man and he said, what happened? What kind of prayer are you making? ومن الأقليون? Who are the few that you're speaking about? And the man looked at Umar and he said, don't you recite the book of Allah? أما قرأت كتاب الله? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقُولُ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ He said, in the Qur'an Allah states, and very few of my servants are truly grateful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grateful, Ya Rabbul Alameen. Okay. So that is very important, my brothers and sisters. Being agents of peace, being of those who extend a helping hand when there is a need, being of those who recognize all these challenges, yet they want to do something about it, especially us being the followers of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You know, beautiful are the concerns of the Prophet, peace be upon him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, comes in. One way of knowing about him is looking into what were the initial statements that he made. What was his concern at the very beginning? What kind of prayers did he make? Listen to this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, used to pray, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'l al-khayrat wa tark al-munkarat wa hubb al-masakin. Oh Allah, I ask that I be of those who are committed to the doing of good. I ask that I be of those who are committed to shunning evil. Oh Allah, put in my heart the love for the poor and the needy. How many people would remember to pray for the poor and the needy? Not only pray for them, but you say, Allah, put in my heart the love towards the poor and the needy. That is deep. That is very considerate. That is very thoughtful of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And as his followers, we have to continue on this. Remember these people in your dua. Next time you see somebody on the corner of the street, don't you be saying to yourself, oh, if I give it to him, he will probably use it for drugs. Or he will use it for, you know, to drink. Or he will use it. Come on, man. Just extend the good. Do the good. Your responsibility is to help that person out of where they are. If they hold the sign saying that I am hungry, you better give them. Remember in the hadith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to the person, Ya ibn Adam, istat'amtuka falam tut'imni. He said, O son of Adam, or child of Adam, I was hungry and you did not feed me. And a person will say, how can I feed you? And you are the Lord of the worlds. And Allah will say, did you not know about such and such person was hungry and you fed them not? Had you fed them, it was like feeding me. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. That is beautiful. This is how important this issue is for us. And what we need to do is we need to act locally. Do something about it, whatever it is, in the masjid, in your jama'ah, with your family, take your family out to volunteer at the soup kitchen, the local homeless shelter. And also that the people out in the world who are suffering, remember them in your prayers and see if you can extend a helping hand to these people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate all the difficulties of the people. Be they the residents of Orange County or be they the people of Pakistan. Or the people of Iraq, or the people of Afghanistan, or the people of Sri Lanka, or the people of Palestine, Kashmir, wherever they may be, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma Ya Rabbi farraj hamma al-mahmumin. Allahumma farraj hamma al-mahmumin. Allahumma farraj hamma al-mahmumin. Wa nafis karba al-makrubin. Wa qdi al-dayna an al-madinin. Allahumma Ya Rabbi irham mawtana. Wa shfi mardana. Wa fuk asrana. Wa afi mubtalana. Wa akhtum bis salihat al-baqiyati ajalana. اللهم اختم بالصالحات الباقيات آجالنا اللهم يا رب اختم بالصالحات الباقيات آجالنا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وأقم الصلاة.